Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. First word today is academe, A-C-A-D-E-M-E, noun from 1588, 1A, a place of instruction, 1B, the academic life, community, or world, as in the halls of academe. Number two, synonym is academic, or especially pedant, P-E-D-A-N-T. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. This is from the Latin academus. In the phrase inter syllabas academi, that's all in italics, among the groves of academus. Next we have academia. This is a noun from 1946. Synonym is just academe, the word we just said. This is from the Latin academy. Next, we have the first form of academic. This is a noun from 1587. 1. A member of an institution of learning. Number 2. A person who is academic in background, outlook, or methods. 3. This is plural. Academic subjects, as in has no interest in academics. As an adult, I have more of an interest in academics and learning and schooling. When I was younger, I was somewhat interested, but as an adult, I've just learned that there's so much out there that I don't know that I think is really worth knowing. So I'm not opposed to learning anymore. Next, we have another form of academic, also academical. This is an adjective from 1588, 1A. Of, relating to, or associated with an academy or school, especially of higher learning. 1B, of or relating to performance in academic courses, as in academic excellence. 1C, very learned, but inexperienced in practical matters, as in academic thinkers. 1D, based on formal study, especially at an institution of higher learning. 2. Of or relating to literary or artistic rather than technical or professional studies. 3A. Synonyms are theoretical and speculative, as in an academic question. 3B. Having no practical or useful significance. 4. Conforming to the traditions or rules of a school, as of literature or art, or an official academy. Conventional is the synonym, as in academic painting. Academically is the adverb. Next is academic freedom, noun from 1863. Freedom to teach or to learn without interference, as by government officials. I would say that's a pretty good thing. Academician. Nope, that's probably not. Academician. This is a noun from 1748. 1A, a member of an academy for promoting science, art, or literature. 1B, a follower of an artistic or philosophical tradition or a promoter of its ideas. And number 2 is just the synonym academic. That's a weird word to say. Academician. And then we have academicism. Academicism. Man, I'm going to have to practice this. This is a noun from 1610. 1. The doctrines of Plato's Academy, specifically the skeptical doctrines of the later Academy, holding that nothing can be known. Compare to Pyrrhonism, P-Y-R-R-H-O-N-I-S-M. Number 2. A formal academic quality, as in art or music. Number 3. Purely speculative thoughts and attitudes. Academicism. I think that's how it's pronounced. Next, we have academic year, noun from 1828, the annual period of sessions of an educational institution, usually beginning in September and ending in June. That's definitely how it is in America. I know, I think other countries do it slightly differently, but that's generally when school is in session. Next we have academy. This is a noun from 1549. 1A, a school usually above the elementary level, especially a private school, a private high school. 1B, a high school or college in which special subjects or skills are taught. 1C, higher education, used with the word the, as in the functions of the academy in modern society. 2, it just says cap in italics before the A. Not sure what that means, but I should probably check that out. The school for advanced education founded by Plato. 2B, the philosophical doctrines associated with Plato's academy. 3. A society of learned persons organized to advance art, science, or literature. 4. A body of established opinion widely accepted as authoritative in a particular field. And that brings me to the fact that the Academy Awards are coming up in a couple of weeks as I record this. I don't know when exactly this will be posted, but I think it will be before February 24th, which is when they are. I have mixed feelings about the Academy Awards, but I do love movies, so I do try and watch them. In fact, last night, my wife and I just watched Roma. You can get that on Netflix. It's a good movie. And it's actually leading the pack with 10 nominations. And the etymology for academy is from the Latin academia, from the Greek academia, spelled A-K-A-D-E, with a line over it, M-E-I-A. Which means gymnasium where Plato taught. Wow, that's interesting. Which is also from Academos, which is an Attic mythological hero. I don't know what that is. I also need to look that up. Fascinating. Next we have Acadian, capital A-C-A-D-I-A-N. Noun from 1705. 1. A native or inhabitant of Acadia. 2. A descendant of the French-speaking inhabitants of Acadia, expelled after the French loss of the colony in 1755. Especially it says the word Cajun. That's a synonym. Acadian is the adjective. It's the same word. Noun or adjective. I don't really know where Acadia is. I might have to go look that up on a map. And not a physical map, a Google map, because I don't have any physical maps. Next, we have A-C-A-I, acai. That's how it's pronounced. The C can be just a regular C, or it can also have the little line below it, which I don't know what that's called. This is a noun from 1868, a small, dark purple, fleshy, berry-like fruit of a tall, slender palm. And the scientific name for it is Euterpe Oleracea. It's of tropical Central or South America that is often used in beverages. And it says also the palm. And with that, we will end this episode. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.